Gmail Podcast, Episode 12, Signatures. Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to chuckchat.com. Click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. Little listener feedback this week from Yandlun Thomason from the C64 Takeaway Podcast at c64takeaway.com. On episode 10, he mentions that I didn't find much use for the label search directive because you can just click on the label to see the same thing. He writes, while that is true, if you just want to list emails with a particular label, a search like label colon my mailing list space from colon Michael is useful for locating any of Michael's posts with the my mailing list label. Sure, you get the same result by clicking on the label on the left and then just typing from colon Michael in the search box, but I prefer to use the mouse as little as possible so I don't mind having to key in a bigger search string. That is particularly true, Yan. Thank you very much for the search tip. I will keep that in mind as I do more complex searching in the future. Creating a signature can give your email a little more professional appearance. The signature block is that bit of text at the bottom of a message that includes the sender's name, company or affiliation, website, possibly a phone number, and even a quip or catchphrase. While not originally available in Gmail, it was added soon after feedback came flooding in demanding it. Creating a signature is simple. Click on Settings in the upper right corner. Under the General tab, you'll see an option labeled Signature. By default, the radio button is set to No Signature. Click on the radio button next to the text area and type in your text message. Finally, click Save Changes on the bottom of the screen. Now when you compose, forward, or reply to a message, this block of text will get appended. As an email user on the internet for over 20 years, there are a few bits of email etiquette that I would like to share to make a good signature. These tips are good for any email program, not just Gmail. The first is the KISS rule. K-I-S-S is the best rule to remember. Keep it short and simple. 5 or 6 lines of text is best. Typically, this includes your name, company or affiliation, title, phone number, website, or whatever you feel comfortable advertising on each message. I've seen people put in a signature that are often larger than the body of the message. This comes off poorly. Second, be aware of screen wrap. Long lines of text may wrap differently than you intend, depending on a number of factors such as the program being used to send it, the client program the reader is using, or even something in between. You may create something that looks good on your end, but comes out all scattered on the other end. So keep the signatures short and narrow is best. Stick to around 40 to 60 columns of text if you can. Next, avoid images and fancy formatting. It takes time to transfer all that information, or it may not convey the impact you intend or arrive presented as you intend based on a number of factors mentioned earlier. That's all the time we have for this week. If you still haven't done so, stop by the website and click on the Frapper link or go to frappr.com/gmail. Let me know where you are in the world. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I've got plenty of invites remaining. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website at chuckchat.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.